that stubble showed between the spaces of his dark mutton chops, making him seem a little older than his 45 years. He resolved to return home, or at least to his club, if he could, before he made his way to the station. An inspector should set an example for his men. He strode to the door with the crisp gait that came from military habit, rapped twice upon the knocker and waited in stillness, the better to hide his nerves at approaching this place. The man who opened the door was portly and dressed in the simple clothes of one of the keepers who would work under the warden. The hallway behind him was dusty with lack of care, wood-panelled and stone-floored. A portrait of Queen Victoria sat above the desk there, as if its presence would lend the place a grandeur that the rest did not.
"Pinsley," the inspector said. "I take it I'm expected."
"Yes, sir," the man replied. "Please, follow me."
"A moment, please,"
Pinsley said, forestalling the man's march into the building with a raised hand. A wise man gained what information he could before he rushed onto the field of battle, and with an investigation that was doubly true.
"Some questions first. There has been no one in or out of the building?"
"No other than the boy the warden sent to notify you," the keeper said. "It won't be usual in any case. Visitors are in the afternoons."
When they paid a penny for the dubious thrill of staring at the mad, Pinsley bit back his disgust at that and nodded, filing the information away. No visitors meant no likelihood of anyone outside the building. He'd seen the blocky exterior. It was a fortress in all but name.
"The deceased is?"
"A young woman by the name of Green, sir," the keeper said. "Please, we can't have the doors open too long, even with them all confined to their rooms. Security's important here."
In his head, Inspector Pinsley stopped the silent count that had been going on since their conversation began, trying to judge if the man had left the door open for so long because it was an inspector calling, or simply because he was lax in his duties. A careful study of the man's face and hands revealed them to be surprisingly clean, while his hair was well trimmed, and his work clothes had only the normal level of dirt. A man who took that level of care in those details was likely to be careful in other things too. So possibly it was just Pinsley's presence that had made him lax about the door.
"We have a visitor's book, sir," the keeper said. "In fact, you should sign it. The warden is quite strict about that. No one in or out without signing to show that they've been."
"Trying to avoid another parliamentary inquiry?" Pinsley said.
It was possibly a little sharp, but at this time of the morning it was hard not to be sharp. It wasn't as if Pinsley slept well, in any case. The keeper winced at that.
"I won't know, sir. You have to sign."
Pinsley stepped into the place, and the cold of it was...